become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the fact that the bad guys most always go free. That is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. We're with you live for the next 2 hours on this 27th day of September 2005, right from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock. Folks, gosh, you know, living large and living right, sometimes you catch a break, don't you? You know, I heard Alex on the air today, and he said something about not paying a speeding ticket, and he said he forgot about it. Well, shame on you, Alex, for getting those tickets. I just get mine dismissed. I don't pay these people any money. And I got a couple of tickets dismissed, and it was very interesting. I'm not going to give the guy's name here, because I think he may be. How do we want to say this? Cautionary, for one. I want to be cautious about this. But, you know, every once in a while, we'll find a judge that will want to do the right thing, work on common law principle. I suspect this guy might be one of them. And the reason I say that is, well, he's a JP, and he's sitting in court. And this was a pretrial. There's about 20 people in there. And, of course, the sheriff deputy was in on the seat, sound asleep. Well, we're very low profile, low key around here, folks. We don't have terrorists, okay? So everybody's kind of laid back. But it was kind of strange. I'm sitting in a courtroom, and he's answering questions. He can't be anybody's lawyer, obviously. But he's answering questions to the best of his ability to help everybody in the courtroom. He said, I'll tell you what, about half you're going to be not guilty, and the other half are going to be guilty. He said, that's just the way it averages out. But he said something during one of these responses to people that he mentioned Marbury versus Madison. And I thought, this guy knows court case. He knows constitutional law. So when he was making his inquiry, if there was any other questions in the court assembled, the defendants in the courtroom, I raised my hand, and he said, yes. I said, can I understand this judge in your courtroom? Can I have a fully informed jury? Because he just said that, you know, here we use a six-man jury, or we can have a trial by judge, basically by the court. And I said, would you allow a fully informed jury in your courtroom, the ones that can decide the fact in controversy, the law, and also the question of the validity of the law or the lawfulness of the law itself? And he thought about that for a second. And his response was, yes. Now, in Michigan, a couple of years ago, when we had the creatures, the United Front people, that's right, United Nations people running around up there, pulling Agenda 21, we found an interesting judge up there, and I'll tell you a little more about this. See, my point here is, folks, I think people are seeing the fallacy of the system, but they don't have any other place to go here. There's no other way for them to operate. I think it's up to us to say to them that it's okay. Well, a little more about this after the break. Stay tuned.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calben Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calben at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calben Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbenpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife-to-Frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
So I said to the prosecuting attorney, I basically told him, I said, look, I stay out of Round Rock police business, and they pretty much stay out of mine. Anyhow, I was saying about the judge in Michigan, she was a magistrate. She was in Antrim County, Michigan, and this was over the Agenda 21 deal, where everybody was pushing this. The county council was pushing it. The sheriff was in somebody's back pocket. Of course, they had the county prosecuting attorney up there in league with the devil. And this was the deal that they could come in and take your land, declare it a wetland if water on a quarter acre laid for so many hours a day that they can consider it a wetland, and they could come in and buffer the area around your land, and you were prohibited from building on it. Well, some fine people up in Antrim County, Michigan, went in and talked to the Justice of the Peace, laid the whole Agenda 21 schedule out in front of them, and said, look, this guy ain't following his constitutional mandates. And the judge basically told the sheriff, said, hey, how would you like to be locked up in your own jail? That's right. I'll put out a warrant for your arrest, have you arrested, and I'll lock you up in your own county jail. You're threatening the peace, and peace, security, and sanctity and liberty of these people. Now, my thought about this, folks, you know, why does anybody do anything in life? Why do they take up the jobs that they have? Well, because they're told they're good jobs, they're good paying jobs. Yeah, you get a good retirement off of it. And by the way, it's not a bad job. You're there to help keep the peace. Well, that's why a lot of police officers and a lot of judges go into this deal, and they're told to follow the program. Now, I didn't waste a whole lot of time getting into the more final points of this, the finer points, I should say. But when this guy, come out, Marbury versus Madison, in which that says that all laws that are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void, I went, this guy knows something about the Constitution. And I do believe that we can start using these courts. They have to be given the true history, though, ladies and gentlemen, of the history of this country. You know, how did we go from a common law principle to one that's a statutory or policy by law? It's public policy or codified law. You know, this when these people go to law school, you know, they're not taught the law. You think a law student, when they go to college and they have to pay all this money, that they're going to get the education about the legal system? Well, they can't do that because the legal system itself has been flipped. We've turned this country into a corporation. We've created a United States. We're all U.S. citizens now. If you've got a voter card or a driver's license or, you know, that's so-so security number or whatever the case may be, they presume that you are U.S. citizens until you stand up and say otherwise. Well, there's got to be a venue and a voice in which we can go after the common law, because that was the original law in this country to begin with, folks. You know, the old adage, you harm nobody, nobody has a claim over you. You don't steal anything from them. You don't damage them or whatever the case. You know, what claim do they have? You know, and then what's interesting to see is the state pick up their end of the, you know, it's state versus so-and-so. Well, who is the state exactly? Is that a natural person? Is that a sovereign? Well, of course not. The state is the corporation, and they've got their codified laws and their statutory laws and this, that, and the other. And it was very interesting. He was intent on telling me what his current position is. And without addressing me, there was a few more questions in that courtroom that were asked, and they were all mundane stuff, you know. But just out of the blue, without addressing me or looking directly at me, what he said was, you know, I don't run into people very often. He said every once in a while I do that, you know, they come in and they talk about the gold fringe around my flag, which, by the way, he had none. Okay. His was a good old American flag. No gold fringe around it. And mentioned something about, you know, people talking about this contract for driver's licenses between, you know, people in the state. And I thought this was very, very interesting. But what I was told in this kind of this, it spoke to over everybody's head in that courtroom. What he was telling me was his current position, but he was open if I would put up a justifiable and a good fight. Well, I didn't have to go through all of that because I got it dismissed. But the point is that there are chances, slim although they might be. You know, there are probably more bad judges sitting on a bench. And when I say bad judge, what I mean is, you know, the sucker doesn't even get the even break. You know, if you walk into a court of law and say, here, honor, judgy wudgy, you know, I'm standing on my constitutional rights. You know, 9 times out of 10, I know it's probably greater than that, probably 99 times out of 100. The ones that have been schooled properly will look at you and say, well, that's got nothing to do with this. You're charged with such and such and that statute so and so. And how the heck do you plead? Well, nolo contendere, you know, to roll over. By the way, when you roll over like that and the court pronounces a sentence, that's better for you with civil action because it's harder to prove. You don't admit guilt. If you admit guilt on something, somebody can come behind you with a civil action. Or if you plead not guilty and found guilty, well, then that's for those little bloodsuckers out there that just love these civil lawsuits, okay? Much of what happened with O.J. Simpson, the O.J. Simpson trial, you know, because I asked the question, well, wait a minute, how can this guy be charged with murdering his wife and his wife's lover and be found not guilty in a murder trial but turn around and be sued civilly? Well, I just explained why. You know, even though he was found not guilty, he pleaded not guilty and was found not guilty, well, the preponderance of the evidence is not as strict in the civil trial as it is in a criminal trial, okay? So there's a little bit of wiggle room there. But I do believe that enough of the good people seated on benches right now, if they had another way of doing it, and that they had the public at large demanding that justice be done, not just us, you know, the corporation and their cronies, but the, you know, and think about it, folks, why would they want to? Go along, get along, you know, take the friction out of life, you know, not rock anybody's boat. I'm not making anybody mad that's my boss or that's over me or whatever the case may be. Until such point, people start raising a ruckus and they go, hey, here is true law and this is the reason why. I do believe there are judges sitting out there on the benches right now. And over the years, I've heard of them. I've even spoken with some of them. What I'd like to do is get a hold of this guy and really teach him the history of law. I think he's starting to read it. He's only been on the bench for a couple of years. But he has a great sense of fair play, enthusiasm about what he does. And I think, given the proper ammunition, I think this guy would just be just a blaring six gun, man. I really do believe that. So there is hope, folks. By the way, I made my producer really mad. He every time he walks into court, he gets nailed. You should have seen a look on his face when I showed him the dismiss ticket here, the motion to dismiss. And I didn't even go, nah, 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 did I? No, I didn't. But I just did. Nah, 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 nah. No. This is out of control. And such time, you know, and I'm not interested, ladies and gentlemen, you know, this is the system that we have right now. The justice system in this country is how much money do you got or who do you know or both? Or you may owe me a favor in the future if we rule a certain way, you know, a little wink and a nod, a little Masonic handshake, you know, wink, whatever the case may be. No, that's not justice, because if it does not work and guaranteed at least the chance for justice, most people think a courtroom is, oh, you walk in there, everybody's interested in justice. No, they're not. That's just the venue, the prayer for justice. That's where that happens. So I think we need to pray a little bit more and be a little bit more active and educate a little bit more, because I think there's a lot to be gleaned out of this. I think there's a lot to be learned on both sides. You know, all they did simply today was use their own codes against them. That's all that I did. You know, that's okay for me, but what about you? Or what about the next guy? Or the other guy? Or the person you'll never see or hear from or whatever else that's being run through this corporate money meal. By the way, the court address, it's on Commerce Boulevard. So what does that tell you? Commerce Boulevard. At any rate, I just thought I'd let you know that. They stay out of my business, I'll stay out of theirs. The fraudulent basis of modern culture. Henry Mackow, and one of these days, he's taking a hiatus. He's just, all he's doing now is writing. He doesn't like to do radio anymore. Well, I'm going to get Henry on the air one of these days. If I have to go park myself and sit on his front steps or something, because he is a very brilliant guy. By the way, I availed myself of the opportunity today to talk to several bank members about fractionalized reserve banking. People that were considering careers in banking, one young lady told me, I've been working for this bank for 6.5 years. Said I was going to try to go up the ladder and retire, but after what you just told me, whoops, education, folks. And to do it in such a friendly, non-threatening way. Oh, you didn't know this? Well, let me explain this to you. And by the way, you'll need to know this. Oh, you've never heard of that before? Oh, by the way, here's a place you can come and hear more. This is an educational process. Folks, this is what unhardens my arteries. This is what makes my hair not gray and full again. This is what energizes me to no end. To see people out there with a little bit of knowledge, with the hope that their future isn't as dank and dark and as bleak as they think it is. Everybody's thinking the same thought, but nobody's talking about it. Well, we're interested in talking about information and solutions, ladies and gentlemen. I just want my life back, okay? Is that too much to ask? We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is Christine with another Brigham Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Enough. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
The fraudulent basis of modern culture, with a K, killing us slowly, yes, killing us slowly and softly with their song. Henry Mackow says there should be a poison symbol over the doors of our universities, cinemas, and galleries. There should be a similar warning on our TV, music, and videos. In the 1920s, leaders of the Communist International decided that Western society was too strong to conquer. It was necessary to weaken it by subverting its cultural institutions, that being family, education, religion, art, mass media, and government. They have largely succeeded. While maintaining these institutions in their familiar format, they have subtly changed the content. It's like lacing a bottle of aspirin with arsenic. The purpose is to gradually poison, paralyze, and eventually destroy us. We're noticing that our political and cultural leaders are mostly cowards, dupes, traitors, crooks, opportunists, and imposters, rewarded for how much harm they can do us. Our failure to combat communism is due to the misunderstanding of its true nature. We imagine it's a discredited movement, once based in the USSR and China, devoted to social justice, equality, and public ownership. Millions of idealists, including myself, were duped. In fact, communism is an international phenomenon that invaded Russia and China. It is the creation of the satanic cult, the Illuminati, formed in 1776 by the international bankers. It is designed to put all the world's wealth into their hands and to eventually reduce and enslave the human race. The five-pointed red star is a symbol of both communism and Satan worship. By the way, tell me where else you can see the five-sided star. Oh, that's right, Israel. A demonic virus. Communism has morphed into countless forms and is hoodwinking more people than ever. Western civilization is built on Christianity, the premise that God is real, in fact, the ultimate and only permanent reality. See, this is one that we can't corrupt, folks. You understand that? This is one that, you know, man doesn't get to reconfigure and reconnoiter and reinvent the way he has been, is now, and ever shall be. Uncorruptible. That really does not set well with manipulators. It doesn't. We got an absolute here, and we're sticking to it. Get your hands off that. What do the globalists do with that? Ah, they subvert it. They try to destroy it. Now, as he says here, that Western civilization is built on Christianity, the premise that God is real, in fact, the ultimate and only permanent reality, a spiritual one. Through man's divine soul, the ordinary individual can discern the divine's will without mediation from a worldly authority. In other words, you don't need a middleman. This is why the bankers hate Christianity. God is the truth, the love, the beauty, and the justice to which we aspire. This moral order precludes a small clique of monopolizing the world's wealth. So the bankers set out to destroy our belief in the divine order by promoting Darwinism, existentialism. They promote war, depression, terror. So it will demand their, that's right, their antidote, the New World Order. Remember, folks, thesis, antithesis, synthesis, or problem, reaction, solution. How else would you, in light of the problems that they're creating on this planet, how else could we, and I don't mean myself or you personally, but as a whole, the human race on planet Earth, once faced with these monumental problems, somebody's got to come up with a solution. You may not like it that much, but man, it's better than the problem, isn't it? This is what we're faced with every day, and they know this, and they've been practicing this for a long time. A standard is a standard, ladies and gentlemen. A truism is a truism. Something that's real, it cannot be surreal, or it can't be done away with. It's a reality yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Ah, but they're trying desperately to convince us otherwise. And that somehow that mankind is just so brainy. Israel is not a six-pointed flag, is it? Yes, that's it is. You're right. I am sorry. The American is a five-point star on the stars and stripes. You're absolutely right. I stand corrected. But this is what... this is how they're cracking our society, our culture. Do you think, for one moment, that having 30 million illegals in this country was an accident? Well, let's create more confusion and more contention in society. Let's do a modern-day Babylon, you know, where people don't, they're not able to talk to each other. They don't understand each other. See, everybody that came to this country, ladies and gentlemen, came to this country because they recognized the goodness of the country. They understood that government had a limited role and that they weren't going to be going into a despotic, tyrannical country run by a bunch of madmen like we're run like we're run right now. That was the beauty of it. That's why I call this Disneyland. And no, I don't like Michael Eisner. But this was literally an amusement park, folks, compared to the rest of the planet. You know, your admission was the fact that you were born here. Your obligation was to help defend it. Your duty was to prolong it for your prodigy, your children, to instruct those children so they in turn can instruct their children so we could keep this little Disneyland going, open to all. That's what was so nice about this. And they're trying to destroy it. We know who you are, Mr. and Mrs. Globalist. We know what your agenda is, and we know who your dupes are. We'll break. Come right back. I'll finish the rest of this.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is Christine with another Brigham Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Enough. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring Them Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringthemhome.org.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
In his brilliant essay, The Frankfurt School and Political Correctness, Michael Minichino describes how most of the fashionable intellectual and artistic movements in the 20th century, still in vogue today, were actually inspired by thinkers who were communist internationalists. These agents, financed by the central bankers, some of them actually worked for the Soviet intelligence right into the 1960s. If you want to check more about that, go to schillerinstitute.org. He wrote this: the task of the Frankfurt School was the first to undermine the Judeo-Christian legacy through an abolition of culture, and second, to determine new culture forms which would increase the alienation of the population, thus creating a new barbarism. The purpose of modern art, literature, and music must be to destroy the uplifting potential of art, literature, and music. And ask yourself this, folks. When was the last time that you heard a song on the radio or you saw a motion picture that just made you stand up and clap and go, yeah, I want to see more of that? Very rare do you ever see this. You know it because you're always looking for it, because you're aware of how this country is being socially re-engineered. Bottom line. Now, the funds for this came from various German and American universities, the Rockefeller Foundation, big surprise, the American Jewish Committee, several American intelligence services. This subversive movement represents almost the entire theoretical basis of all the politically correct atheistic trends which now plague our universities. They are associated with postmodernism, feminism, cultural studies, deconstructionism, so on and so forth. Their net effect is to divorce us from the truth, social cohesion, and our cultural heritage. They assert that reality is unknowable and that writers and artists are in fact depicting themselves. For example, postmodernist Hayden White writes this, "Historical narratives are verbal fictions, the contents of which are more invented than found. Truth and reality are primary authoritarian weapons of our times." In other words, we can't know what happened in the past. If you want to know what's going to happen to you today and in the future, you doggone well better know your past. This is the same old game, folks. The same old stodgy men playing the same old games. Power and control. It's been going on forever. Ah, but we invented something here called a republic. We threw a constitution in there. Not for us, because all our rights were granted to us by God. No government grants you rights. No government has the right to take a right away, unless they themselves are God. Now, it may be arguable. The people in government right now think they're gods, but they're really not. In fact, postmodernism is part of the real authoritarian agenda. Similarly, the Frankfurt School championed the notion that religion, male leadership, marriage, and family cause authoritarianism when these things actually uphold society. The bedrock, folks. The bedrock of any country is its people and its family unit, its ability to reproduce themselves and to carry on next year, next millennium, next decade, next millennium, whatever the case may be. Now, universities have become the enemy territory, and professors usually are the obstacles to genuine learning. Now, on the issue of the mass media, the same applies to the mass media, which the central bankers own and control. We imagine that books, movies, and music are commercially or artistically motivated. A lot of people look at you and say, well, that's what the public wants, and, well, these companies are just doing it because they're in the market of selling their product. Uh-uh. This is not true. Elite brainwashers discover they can sell almost anything as long as it's a hyped event and adheres to a familiar format. Thus, the agenda of entertainment, apart from distraction, is dysfunctional social engineering, Satanism, sex, violence, you name it. Musician Wes Penry says stars are selected not for their talent, but because they advance the elite agenda. This is what he wrote. Their task is to demoralize our youth, to create a society where no one is able to think for themselves. And you people in the 60s thought that you were rebelling against, oh, that's right, the establishment. Never trust anybody over 30. Really? Those very same people are running the country today. Have you noticed? And for all these people that think that there's a counterculture out there, you know, I mean, you can get as brain farty as you want to, okay? You can think whatever you want to think. But the basis for a culture and a society to sustain is to have even and open rules for everybody. Fair rules, folks. None of this hide and peek stuff. None of the hidden agendas. You know, it's often been said and criticized of the globalists that, well, why didn't you let the American people know that we're going to build this utopian, fuzzy future, that everybody's going to be treated equally and everything is going to be right? Because they couldn't sell that program to the people that knew better. How much better does it get than living in this country under the rule of positive constitutional law? Think about it. How much better does it get? People don't even ask themselves the question as to how and why we were as great as we were. How did we get there so fast? There have been other cultures and other countries and other societies have been on the face of this little dirt ball in a universe without end for a long, long time. But did they have the qualities that our culture and our government had? Absolutely not. They had some qualities. They had a system that might have worked for however long. You know, we had old Adolf with his thousand-year Reich. We had Uncle Joe over there in Russia, you know, the new communism deal. Oh, yeah, this is going to stick around for a long time. It all self-destructs because it cannot support itself. The system we have in this country, a lot of our adversaries like to call us capitalists. I'm not into the is and the isms, folks. I'm not a capitalist. I just happen to live in a country that we have a free market. Does that make me part of that system? No. That's a system that's used for commerce, trading of goods and services, and so on and so forth. Does that make me a good or a service? No. Absolutely not. Now, add into that we had an honest money supply. You know, where everybody was equal and nobody was getting ripped off because the standards for one was the same for the other guy. Well, the standards have been changed. Why is that? Because we had a private banking cartel come in and take over our money system. That's why your money's only worth 4 cents, the original 100 cents. By the way, which the bankers I talked to today understood that fully. Had a wonderful day today, folks. People were receptive to hear once in their lives somebody speaking the damn truth. Wes Penry, let me finish what he said. The art industry creates icons, which degrading and satanic messages who are supposed to take the place of God. The musicians are also often acting degraded and high or low on drugs, whatever their case may be. Their fans start acting the same way. The purpose is to create an apathy and a decay. Quite a few artists also put subliminal backward messages in their musics, like Led Zeppelin, Michael Jackson, so on and so forth. Many musicians die young due to drug overdoses because they tried to buck the agenda. This also explains the obsession with romance in popular music. Love and sex are intended to distract us from everything else. You know, it amazes me over a simple biological function how much time everybody's spending on this. What do you hear out of the big bad marketing boys? Ooh, sex sells. Well, so does the truth. Why don't you try that for a while? I mean, after all, how much more do I need to know about my reproductive organs? It's a simple biological function that makes babies, okay? End of story. A friend noticed his Dixie chick singing girlfriend has been psychologically neutered. She thinks becoming a wife and a mother will cramp her style. By the way, he's dumping her. I went to the movies, he says, the other night. 3 out of 4 previews mentioned homosexuality. The upcoming North Country with Charlize Theron is pure anti-male propaganda. Single mother gets a job in a mine and is not accepted as an equal by her male co-workers. After one assaults her, she has to take the company to court to get justice. How many times have we seen this kind of thing? Henry says, I once met a woman who is a railroad diesel mechanic. She said her male co-workers treat her like gold. It wouldn't do to tell her story, now would it? Ever wonder why there hasn't been a movie about real Americans like Henry Ford? How about Charles Lindbergh? How many stupid times do we get to see the old Spirit of St. Louis and the old file footage, you know, leaving the ground and clearing that telephone wire and almost crashing and then finally ending up over in France? But you notice you never hear anything about Charles Lindbergh, any background about him. But you can tune into the History Channel or, you know, the National Geographic Channel, and the real history surrounding these people, as if Charles Lindbergh was just one event. He hopped in an airplane and flew across the body of water, and that was it. End of story. No. The same with Henry Ford. In this politically correct society today, folks, could you imagine an industrialist, an automaker, putting a 4-volume set depicting the internationalist Jew in every one of his cars that rolled down the assembly line. Could you imagine that happening today? Absolutely not. But that is exactly what Henry Ford did back in the 1920s. Shortly after, oh, that's right, the bad boys showed up, convinced Congress, at least a few members of our Congress, back in 1913, that we had to privatize our money. Control that money, and you control an entire culture or an entire country. They knew that. So did Henry. Just as we need healthy food and exercise, our mind and soul desperately need truth and beauty. We need to see life portrayed honestly, with the real forces identified. Instead, we are deliberately deceived and degraded by a small financial elite with a diabolical plan. Whether it's school or mass media, we are bombarded with propaganda designed to produce alienation and dysfunction. We must protect ourselves from this poison before it's too late. The good news is that modern culture, based on the premise that there is no inherent positive purpose or design in human life, has been exposed as a long-term illuminist psyop. By the way, Henry Mackow is the guy that invented the board game Scruples. If you want to read more about him, go to SaveTheMails.ca, www.SaveTheMails.ca. A lot of truth and wisdom here, folks. I mean, have you watched what is on television? A lot of you people don't watch television, and that's fine. You've disconnected yourself from that mainstream media psychological brain screw, and you're to be applauded, except for the fact that it's still being seen by many millions of Americans. While they're still getting propagandized, you've unplugged. Well, that does not get away from the problem now, does it? It's still there. Just because you've walked away from it doesn't make the problem itself go away. You know, and it makes me wonder how these TV evangelists, you know, the Pat Robertsons of the planet, can sit around and watch this go on and not do anything about it. This guy's got one of the greatest platforms that he could have, with a lot of stations out there, and it's true. You know, you start speaking the truth on the air, you know, probably have less stations picking you up. But what if the other TV evangelists did the same thing? What if more people got up off their dead butts, start writing letters, start making phone calls, emails, and faxing, going, you know what? I'm really tired of this subcultural crap you keep feeding me. What if they realize that there really was a bunch of people, which there are, that care in this country very much about our culture, our society, and the future of our country? What if they start voicing their opinions? What if other people saw that there was enough people out there that were banging on the desk up and down every day saying, enough, stop it? And that it's built into a crescendo because people recognize something for once in their life that was good and just and that they could hop on and feel really good about. That is what is missing here. We're all these little entities all packed away quietly in our little corners waiting for some miracle to happen. Well, here's a news flash for you. Are you ready for this? You're the miracle. You keep waiting for that magic bullet. You keep waiting for something, God to wave his hand and say, okay, well, I'm going to do away with the evil ones. You guys have suffered enough. No, it's not going to happen. You are the miracle. Who the heck created you? That's right. The indestructible one. The one that was the same yesterday, that is today, and will be tomorrow. For all eternity. Heard the Illuminati offer you anything like that lately? Can't do it, can they? Because they're not interested in justice. They're not interested in truth. They're not interested in reality. They're not interested in peaceful, coexisting cultures on this planet. They need the chaos. They need the war. They need us at each other's throats. They want to dominate and control. So I say again, waiting for a miracle? You've been waiting for yourself for a long time. You're just You just haven't realized it. Get out, folks. Start talking again. Start being enthusiastic about what you know and impart that on other people. With that positive attitude, you've got this little gem and you're willing to share it with people. People like other people that share things. You ever notice that? Well, give them something that they haven't had probably in their entire lives. Another human being that gives a damn. That's what you can get them. That's what you can absolutely give them, and they will thank you for it. But you've been holding back. You've been waiting. You've been just sitting by and, well, doing a little bit here and there, but not embracing it and not wrapping yourself around it and being joyous about it, that this is some kind of drudgery. Hey, mankind has been in drudgery for many, many years, folks, many thousands of years. He finally broke out of it, was born in the United States, and only to sit around and watch it go away. Why? He was sitting around waiting for somebody to perform a miracle for him. That's why. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Is hard to find on the TV screen.
All right. Federal DNA database of anyone detained by police advances in Senate. It's just Big Brother looking out for everybody, just trying to take care of us all. Yeah. By the way, I saw Mr. Brown, the defunct, deposed head of FEMA. Well, I thought he lost his job and nobody wanted to hear what this guy had to say, but yeah, he was in front of the committees in Washington, D.C. You know what he was pushing for? Oh, that's right, federalism. Federal control, just what we saw down in the Gulf. That's right. Send in the troops. Nah, Homeland Security, none of these guys are equipped to do anything but do the continuation of government. That's it. You're a by-thought. You're somewhere down on the rung of importance on the proverbial ladder, folks. And, of course, they'll probably go, well, you know, we need to streamline. We need more money. Yeah, sure you do. No, you need to go away is what you need to do, and we need to make you go away. Well, Violence Against Women Act passes Senate Judiciary Committee with amendment. You're going to love this one. The Senate Judiciary Committee held a markup of the Violence Against Women Act reauthorization. The bill, which expires on September 30th, passed out of committee, but an amendment was added that could prevent or delay its passage by the full Senate. The amendment, introduced by, our own critter down here, Senator John Cornyn, on behalf of Senator John Kyle, Republican out of Arizona, you know, here's a couple of great guys. This would create a national registry of DNA taken from any person who has been detained by the police, even if the person is not arrested or convicted. Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat out of California, tried to include a secondary amendment to link the DNA index only to violent felonies, but it was defeated on a straight party line vote. Senator Joe Biden, Democrat out of Delaware, the primary sponsor of the VAWA in the Senate, said that he feared the DNA amendment could cause a firestorm on the Senate floor that would delay passage of the bill. Senator Patrick Leahy, a Democrat out of Vermont, said that he feared it was a poison pill. Senator Leahy said that that he worried that the whole classes of people, such as Latinos or Muslims, would be rounded up with their DNA, will be recorded in the registry. Senators Arlen Specter, well, here's a laundry list of good people in government, huh? Republican out of Pennsylvania, chair of the Judiciary Committee, and Orrin Hatch, well, there's another good one, Republican out of Utah. You notice how all these birds, they kind of flock together here? Pledged to try to work out a compromise on the amendment before the bill reaches the floor, which is expected before the end of the month. And on Eleanor Schmiel, president of the Feminist Majority, and Kim Candy, president of the National Organization for Women, attended the markup, as did many women, to show their support for passage of the VAWA. Legal Momentum, the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence, and the Sheila Wellstone Institute have also been working extremely hard to pass the bill. By the way, the media resource on this one was the Feminist Majority. What did I just get done reading about feminism? Oh, no, that you're equal to a man and in the eyes of the law and everything else. And, you know, forget the fact that you're the baby makers. Forget the fact that the family unit must stay strong. So go out there and compete with jobs. You know, go out there and turn your children if you decide to squirt out a couple of those little puppies. Turn them into latchkey children. Turn the raising and the rearing of those children over to some stranger. Oh, yeah. Good thing, don't you think? We'll take the break here. Hour two of the National Intel Report coming up. We've got a special offer for some people that we'll hit on the other side of this break. We're going to make somebody very happy today, I'm sure. Well, stay tuned. Hour two of the National Intel Report on 7466 on your shortwave dial. And remember, folks, that will be changing. October 3rd, we'll also add 11920 to that lineup. We'll be right back. Hour two coming at you. Stay tuned.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.